The U.S. Army says within the next few months it will assert that a large portion of its financial statements are audit-ready, and it will, indeed, turn outside auditors loose on the documentation covering its general fund. It took several years for the Army to reach this point. It's also an important step, though, for the Defense Department as a whole to reach full audit readiness by the legally imposed deadline of fiscal 2017. David Patterson is director of the North American Joint Development Agreement Partnerships for N-12 Technologies. He's also former Principal Deputy Undersecretary of Defense, Comptroller, and Chief Financial Officer at DOD. And Mr. Patterson, thanks very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Jared. It's great to be with you.
And we should probably start, you know, for the non-green eye shade types like me, with some discussion of that difference between asserting audit readiness and actually passing an audit, because the Army itself says it's really unlikely they'll get a clean opinion on the first go-round. So why bother making that assertion?
Well, I think it's important that you make that assertion, because what it does is it tells those that look at this kind of thing on a regular basis, like the Congress, that you have, in fact, done the necessary things that are necessary. You've established an enterprise resource program. The Army has established its GFEBS program, and it is going to be relying on that fairly heavily. And I think it basically gives people the confidence that you've done what you were supposed to do, and now it's time to look at to see whether or not those things that you put in place are actually going to be effective, and the GFEBS, not to go overly acronym on you, is General Fund Enterprise Business System, and the Army's been working on that for some time.
Yeah, and I suppose once you actually, you know, put your processes through the grinder of the actual audit process, you may learn a thing or two about your organization as well.
Absolutely, and it's really important to establish a baseline from which you find things that you've done correctly and things that you need improvement on.
So what they're talking about here, as I understand it, is it's certainly not a full audit of the consolidated financial statement for the Army. It's a statement of budgetary activity, which gets them sort of close to the 2014 deadline that Congress has passed, but it's only 1 year of finances rather than the last several years. Am I basically understanding that right?
That's correct, Jared. And it's literally the most visibility that you have in the budget is a year at a time. And I think that if I can, to put this whole issue of auditability and the Department of Defense into some kind of a context.
Sure.
By having the Department of Defense up and ready for an audit is like having the number 21 country in the world, somewhere slightly above Sweden, capable of having an entire country audit.
Yeah, obviously it's significant, but also there are other large departments in the government, all of which have pulled it off, which I think is, you know, that's the criticism we hear from Congress quite a bit. And also, you know, DOD is supposed to be these great planners and these great operators and these great logistics people. Why can't they do this?
Well, there's a lot of things that go to contribute to the fact that the DOD is where it is. You know, for so many years, basically it was a budget versus appropriation accounting system. But at the same time, I have to tell you that the Department of Defense has, in its agencies, has actually had clean audits for the agencies, the value of which exceeds all of the other federal agencies put together, with the exception of Social Security.
You mentioned GFEBS, the General Fund Enterprise Business System for the Army. The Army uniquely, I think, is saying that unlike the other services, they really can't get by on their legacy systems. They're not auditable, and they're never going to be, and there's no way they can force that round peg into that square hole. Can you help us understand a little bit why the Army might be in a different position than the Air Force and the Navy as far as having to rely on those modern ERPs, Enterprise Resource Planning Systems, and why those are so important?
Well, I think it's because fundamentally the Army is exactly right. I mean, they absolutely need an enterprise resource planning system because of the nature of the Army. I mean, the mantra that I like to use is the fact that we equip soldiers and ground forces in the field, and we man airplanes and ships. So consequently, when you have soldiers depending on a huge amount of equipment and vehicles, and you account for every one of them, and they're far more plentiful in the Army than they are in the other services. So it's really necessary to have a robust system that accounts for all of these different things. And it's not just a database, but it, in fact, is much more robust than that.
Yeah, and kind of to that point, coincidentally, there was an announcement just a couple hours ago from your old service, the Air Force, that says they're going to require every single airman in the service, if they have dependents, to come in within the next 30 days and submit birth certificates for their kids, marriage certificates showing that they're married, they're actually married, because they need that in order to actually reach auditability, because the auditors are going to come after that information. I mean, I bring that up just to illustrate the point that this is not just an IT problem by any means.
No, it's not. It's a human resources. It's a financial and budgetary, and you know, you add up all of the things that go into a business, and it has to account for all of it. And for example, I mean, you can't simply let it slip when people go off leave and come back on leave, because their pay is adjusted accordingly, based on the fact that, you know, they have so much leave and it's so much accumulated, and it has to be decremented when they go on leave. And that's just one very, very, very small part of it.
You talk to people in the building lately, and one of the things they say is one of the reasons that they're optimistic about actually getting to audit is that the commanders and managers out there in the trenches no longer see this as just checking a box on a legislative mandate. They see some business value, some management value, in actually having accurate and detailed and accessible financial information. I wonder what your perspective is on, A, whether that's true, and B, how different it is when you were in OSD.
Well, it's absolutely true. And because if you don't know how much you've had, how much you spent, and what's left, then it's very difficult for you to stand up and advocate a compelling argument for additional budget in the next year. And so what commanders are understanding is that by knowing what their financial circumstances are, they're in a much better position for advocating for what they need and giving those people who allocate the budget a very compelling argument. Because these days, if you don't have a compelling argument, then you're not going to get funded the way you think you should.
Yeah, and you probably also need that information to, in this environment, decide what you can afford to not do anymore and maybe where you need to invest.
That's exactly right. And it's a matter of trades, and it's what companies do every single day. And so it's time that the Department of Defense takes that on as a challenge, and you know they are, and I'm really quite proud of the people that I used to work with, and because they've done a quite magnificent job in actually getting the department to the position that it is today.
I guess my last question would be, assuming the Army within the next, let's say, year or two actually gets a clean opinion on this audit that they're going to assert readiness on in a few months, I mean, does that get them to the 50-yard line, the 70-yard line toward actually getting a full, clean opinion by that 2017 deadline? And is that final deadline achievable in your mind?
I see we're doing football metaphors during March Madness. Excellent.
My bad.
But no, I think that it is a good metaphor. In fact, I would say that they're into the red zone. And it's very important, because now they will have the opportunity, as we said before, to know exactly where they stand and have a much greater precision in where to put their efforts to get the clean audit by 2017.
David Patterson, Director of North American Joint Development Agreement Partnerships for N12 Technologies. Thanks very much for your perspective, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jared. It's been great being with you.